Later still, after Laurie had sensibly gone to sleep, I sat watching John Stewart with Jacob in the living room. I had spread myself across the couch with my right foot propped on the cushion and my right arm dangling over the backrest. I felt an itch, a faint sensation of being watched, and I lifted the blind to peek out again. The car was back. I went out the back door, through the neighbor's backyard, and emerged behind the car. It was a Lincoln Town Car, license plate 75KSA2. The interior was dark. I walked up slowly alongside the driver's door. I felt ready to knock on the glass, to open the door, pull the guy out of the car, to pin him down on the sidewalk and warn him to stay away from us. But the car was empty. I looked around briefly for the driver, a man with a cigarette. But I was being a fool. Laurie was making me paranoid, too. It was just a parked car. Probably the driver was in one of the adjacent houses sound asleep, or screwing his wife, or watching the tube, or doing any of the things normal people do, the things we used to do. What had I really seen, after all? Still, better safe than sorry. I called Paul Duffy. "Counselor," he answered in his old laconic way, as if he was pleased to hear from me. Pleased and not surprised, even after months of silence at 11:30 on the eve of opening statements. "Duff, sorry to bother you." "No bother. What's wrong?" "It's probably nothing. I think there might be someone watching us. He's been parked outside all night." "It's a man?" "I'm not sure. I didn't see him, just the car."
"You said him."
"I'm assuming."
"What was he doing?"
"It was just a car parked out front of the house with his engine running. This was around 6, dinner time. Then I saw him again around 9 o'clock, but as soon as I started to walk toward him, he turned around and took off."
"Has he threatened you in any way?"
"No."
"Have you ever seen the car before?"
"No, I don't think so."
Deep breath into the phone.
"Andy, can I give you a piece of advice?"
"I wish somebody would."
"Go to bed. Tomorrow's a big day for you. You're all under a lot of pressure."
"You think it's just a parked car?"
"Sounds to me like it's just a parked car."
"Would you do me a favor and run the plate, just to be sure? Lori's really stressed. It'd make her feel better."
"Just between you and me?"
"Of course, Duff."
"Okay, give it to me."
"It's mass plate number 75KSA2. It's a Lincoln Town car."
"All right, hold on.